Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning to all of you. It is such a pleasure to see so many people here today, and I thank you for making us a part of your New Year's Day tradition. I have to admit, it's felt like an eternity being known as a county board member elect, and I'm thrilled that today we can have the hyphen removed and I can officially get to work. The interim period did have its merits, however, and you all will be heartened to know that from the time Ms. Crystal and I were elected in November, there has been a collective effort to make sure that we are ready to fulfill our obligations literally right here from day one. I'd like to thank Mr. Schwartz and the county staff who have provided briefings to us that have been incredibly instructive in allowing us to see how our departments function as organizations and how they are approaching dealing with current issues and concerns. I have a deep appreciation for the staff of the County Board Office, led by Ms. Hope Halleck, who have just been incredibly generous in making us feel most welcome, but have also efficiently prepared us to participate in the workflow of the County Board Office without hopefully mucking it up. And then there are you, the continuing members of the board, Mr. Vistat, Madam Chair Libby Garvey, and Mr. Jay Fassett, who have each extended us a collegial embrace, providing helpful guidance to smooth over our newness while fully embracing our new perspectives as useful and meaningful contributions to the board. And I'd also like to acknowledge outgoing members Mary Hines and Walter Tejada, who have been so generous in sharing advice and best practices that will serve me well in serving the Arlington community. During the year spent campaigning for this office, I was privileged to see neighborhood concerns through the eyes of people who live in them, to understand the perspectives on issues from those who are actively working on them, and to engage with and understand people who are thriving or struggling or who find themselves at any point in between. Through these experiences, some common themes have emerged. And one is a general sense of satisfaction with the kind of community that has been built, the quality of our schools, the mix of our neighborhoods, the many benefits of professional planning. I could go on and on. Yet there is also an anxiety that the quality of life that we are presently enjoying will not continue. Over the last year, our public has gained a greater appreciation of the challenges presented by higher than we would like commercial vacancies, higher than projected school enrollments, and housing costs appreciating more rapidly than incomes. They become aware of transit deficiencies and for space needs that vastly exceed our available supply. The solution, as I see it, is in this board and this county charting a course towards sustainable growth. And please allow me to unpack that just a bit. Sustainable growth means how we meet our present needs and overcome our current challenges without compromising the ability of current residents and future residents to enjoy our great community. How we take care of our present needs without kicking the consequences down the road that must be borne in a most expensive and inefficient way by later boards and later residents in the community. When we think about sustainability in housing, that means having housing choices for young professionals, working families, and retirees that are affordable enough to have them participate in the broader economy. It also means that our housing policy must be strategically coordinated with our plans to spur economic development and to enhance school and neighborhood diversity. We also have the very real and present needs of having adequate facilities to educate our students, to accommodate the growing demand for recreation and open space, and to house the equipment necessary for our infrastructure needs. Our limited footprint does present a challenge, but it's one that can be overcome by efficient uses of space, strategic land acquisition, and innovative approaches that provide flexibility over the long term. I appreciate Chairman Garvey's urgency toward our presenting and implementing a transit plan for Columbia Pike. We have an opportunity to improve the commuter transit experiences as well as making transit a desirable option for people when they shop and when they play. This is an absolute prerequisite for sustainable growth and encouraging continued investment along Columbia Pike. And of course, there can be no sustainable growth while our commercial sector performs so far below potential due to historically high vacancy rates. Our staff have produced encouraging results over the past year, and continued work on diversifying our commercial tenant base and facilitating business starts and growth will continue to be a top priority. Now, over the course of this year, successes in these areas, to use a hackneyed but apt analogy, will be measured in singles and doubles, not by home runs. One area, however, where I am definitely looking to swing for the fences is in how we engage with the Arlington community. We must right now restore the faith that public participation is valued and valuable. Professionalize public participation in conceptualizing, planning, and/or implementing policy initiatives is a key component of sustainability and will go a long way toward our residents and stakeholders remaining a part of this community that they help create. Now, in the few minutes I wanted to take today, I could not outline every priority that I have or affirm the many wonderful priorities offered by my colleagues thus far and that will be offered very soon. And clearly, we're not going to accomplish everything in this year. But what I would like for us to do in 2016 is to begin thinking about how the board is able to identify, develop, and plan to work toward our priorities by taking a longer view than simply year-to-year budget cycles. Now, in addition to the sense of satisfaction mixed with anxiety that I spoke about before, my campaign experience also revealed that there is a hope that we can, in fact, enhance our quality of life and make Arlington sustainable in the long term. I share that sense of hope, and I look forward to making it a reality. Thank you all for listening.